The Obama administration proposed Endangered Species Act protection for two species of Arctic seals today. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will seek to list all populations of bearded and ring seals found in Alaska as threatened. The proposal is based on projections of sea ice loss caused by climate change. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
The decision to propose Endangered Species Act protections for ice-dependent populations of ringed and bearded seals is a response to a petition from the Center for Biological Diversity. In a release today, the center says global warming is threatening the ice and snow, the seals' need for survival and reproduction. Climate predictions by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, were used to make the case for diminishing sea ice conditions. Julie Spiegel is NOAA Alaska's Public Affairs Officer for Fisheries Service.
The primary determinant in the listing recommendation is our longtime climate model predictions, which indicate that sea ice will continue to diminish through this century. And because the ringed and bearded seals are of the ice seals, they are particularly dependent upon sea ice and snow cover for survival.
Center for Biological Diversity officials say the ring seals are the primary food source for polar bears and excavate snow caves on top of sea ice to create shelters for nursing pups. They say a warming climate is causing these dens to collapse and kill the young. Bearded seals, on the other hand, give birth and nurse pups on pack ice, which is rapidly retreating, center officials say. The measure will add new requirements for any project with federal implications, but Spiegel says NOAA officials have not yet proposed a critical habitat for the seals under the new protections.
The Endangered Species Act requires designation of critical habitat unless there's insufficient information to identify critical habitat. So in this case, we are not proposing critical habitat at this time because we want to do some additional research.
If a critical habitat is designated, additional consultation processes will be required for any federally funded or permitted development that could impact the seals. The Center for Biological Diversity's Alaska Director, Rebecca Noblin, says these regulations would have the biggest impact on Alaska development of the new requirements.
In Alaska, pretty much everything has a federal hand in it, so that's the biggest impact, is the federal consultation requirement.
Private individuals would also be barred from harming or harassing the animals, with a major exception being native subsistence harvests, which are exempt from any Endangered Species Act regulation. NOAA officials could not comment on whether they would include a 4D rule exempting greenhouse gas regulation from the new threatened designation for ice seals. If no exemption is included in the measure, the decision could possibly affect industrial projects thousands of miles from the seals' habitat. Alaska's Department of Fish and Game has strongly questioned the federal government's decision today. Doug Vincent Lang is the state endangered species coordinator.
As a trustee of the species, the service has an obligation under the Endangered Species Act to consult and work with the state. This said, we are concerned and disappointed that the service appears to have listed these two species of ice seal based primarily on model projections of possible extinctions due to climate change.
He says state researchers and officials have not found any statistical reason the seals should be listed under the ESA.
In our opinion, both species appear to have relatively high abundance levels and are not in immediate risk of extinction and in need of protection under the ESA. And we'll be submitting some detailed comments to the service after we've had a chance to review the decision and its supporting materials.
Director of Protected Resources for NOAA Fisheries in Alaska, Kaya Bricks, admits the agency has no hard population statistics for the seal populations.
That story by Jake Neer in Barrow.